Hello, everyone. Welcome to Cumtown. We're hot off the fake death of Jeffrey Epstein.
He committed suicide, Adam.
You think he committed suicide?
Of course.
I don't.
Everyone knows.
But I know everyone wants to hear our takes on Epstein, but something more important happened.
We have the foremost expert in deep state.
We had to bring somebody in, a friend of the show, who, you know, I mean, maybe some of, not really your downfall, but definitely the downfall of Bam Margera, was at least produced by you, I guess you could say.
Was it produced
the
by
executive
him?
Producer.
Executive that producer is, of Bam Margera's
like Rick
downfall.
Rubin.
Oh, like as a producer.
What does a producer usually do? It usually makes a mess of things, like gets it to happen, right? They just bring things together to make it happen.
That would be your job.
I always thought that was my title with him.
In that regard.
But he produces his own, you know, mess himself. Yeah. I just kind of got involved.
Well, we brought Vinny in because he had actually, right prior to the suicide, had booked Jeffrey Epstein for a Mid-Atlantic tour.
He was going to do Yonkers.
He was going to do stories. He was going to go on stage. It was going to be like an hour.
Hartford, Connecticut.
Of him signing, like...
well, I name-drop Adam maybe, when I met him. Yeah. And that was really good.
He was my cousin.
Sponsored by, like, a grip tape company that makes grip tape out of weed. And they were... It's called Weed Grips.
Mm-hmm,
and they were doing the Jeffrey Epstein Too Crazy to Die tour.
Yeah, I mean, we were booked solid.
Through
and then
every town in Connecticut that doesn't have a college.
I got a fallback with Bagel Boss, though. So
have you contacted him?
Bagel Boss?
Yeah. You could put some stuff together.
Yeah, I mean, I want to see what his... He's got a boxing match coming up in Atlantic City, so I kind of want to see... If it's just him, a guy, and like 12 other people there,
Is he fighting women?
Are you pulling at that tape? Because
he's fighting Lenny Dykstra, the
was I pulling it? No, I was.
Yeah.
I was.
They announced it on TMZ today. I think
it's picking up like static.
But I only even met them because the day Bam went to Dr. Phil, he signed a contract. It took $2,500 from some boxing promoter to be like the referee, and he didn't tell anybody. And then it just came out on TMZ the same time he was like, "I'm going to rehab." So it was like the guy ended up wanting his money back, and then of course everybody comes to me for that. So I ended up talking to him like that, and then I said, "Oh, you manage Bagel Boss, so
nice. Let's put something together."
Let's so what are you doing? Bagel Boss is doing the Too Crazy to Die.
No,
he's telling all of Jeffrey Epstein's stories.
We just got the shirts made up already.
The thing is it's Epstein's stories are in the contract, not the man himself.
That's right.
So we've got Bagel Boss going around. I have my own island.
Wouldn't it be
do whatever I want on it. I don't
if
care.
You're child
the
sized,
dating profile.
Is it pedophilia?
I don't have to put in my dating profile that I'm looking for children.
Yeah, he's a pint-sized cutie.
That is true.
I wonder if he would be rejected by kids the same way he was rejected by adult women.
Oh, probably. Yeah.
Well, he must be getting so much pussy now that he's famous. You know what's funny? That's probably
he
true.
Literally is.
There's a picture of him and like a
women
hot
were
girl.
Like, "God, what a loser!" And then like a sneaker company gave him a hat, and they were like, "What's his name?"
We've seen him wearing like FUBU and like jean shorts, like jorts. Mm. But they must just be children's pants because there's like long shorts on him. But he's pretty small. I feel like that's going to be the next thing that there's like 200 articles about my name on Reddit about is that last comment that I just made right there.
No, dude. Yeah.
Listen, no, don't be don't so
think
insecure,
about
it, dude.
Self-conscious.
You're
already giving them too much credit by referring to their shitty posts as articles.
Yeah.
As if these people are journalists.
They are,
not
dude.
Barely functioning autistic children. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
They make their way out there, man. I've run into a few people in person. I don't know how, but it's happened.
Yeah.
From that are...
Oh, they're everywhere,
fucking
sir.
Fans of the show, you know.
But yeah.
I also put my phone number out there, kind of inviting it in.
Mm-hmm.
You put your phone number out there?
Yeah, I did right when the Bam stuff was happening, just because I was kind of excited to get any kind of clout at all, even if it was them saying I was like a murderer or a child rapist or something.
So
like,
you thought you were going to get clout by giving your posting your number
Yeah,
online?
I got like 15,000 calls.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's clout. That sounds like clout.
You got
fucking awesome.
You got 15,000 phone calls?
I have my phone bill, man. Like, not on me, but I could show, yeah, for sure. It was I don't know. Some of them might have been the same person, you know?
I'm a parlay 15,000 phone calls.
I still
calls.
Have the same exact phone number, too, so I will nice get calls after this, yeah.
So, Vin, everyone's wondering, what do you think about the Jeffrey Epstein situation right now?
I mean, I was always more of like a Jerry Sandusky guy myself when it came to following in it in the media.
Pedophiles?
Yeah, just like uh-huh. following, you know, I didn't
That's
really follow.
Guy?
I didn't know this guy when it happened.
You were more
I just heard
into
he died,
that.
And then I kind of got into it. But
do you believe he died? Did he committed suicide?
I think that it depends, man. I think in jail they go for those targets a lot, so you're probably have a better mm-hmm. chance of getting.
He would have been true. A cool character on Oz.
Yeah. Jeffrey Epstein.
Yeah, he's in the Emerald City.
Uh huh.
And like you know, he's like maybe got some kind of alliance with Napa.
Wait, the Wizard of Oz? Seen,
no, Oz the show. Oz.
They have an Emerald City in that.
Yeah, that's why it's called Oz.
That's why it's called Oz.
That's why the name of the show.
The
is
wing
Oz.
Of the prison is called Emerald City. It's like an experimental prison, which I can't even remember what the experiment
Wait,
is.
The, yeah,
as far as I can tell, it's the same as the rest of the prison, except there's like
more
one
rape.
Of every type of personality right. and race.
But people are saying that he got killed because he might have known other people that were involved in that kind of shit.
That
is
what's
what the
conspiracy
around. Is. Yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Well,
which I could see. Have you? What do you think that's what happened?
I mean. The only celebrities that I've ever met in my life have been so fucked up beyond belief that I don't really know what.
Yeah, but see, you know, like, here's the thing. Here's how you know a guy like Bam is safe. If you strike out in life, right, you make millions and millions of dollars. If your goal is anything other than, like, buy the biggest house in whatever shitty town you're from, then you rape children. If you go, if you're going pedophile, if you want an island... That's suspicious.
Interesting.
Yeah.
So because Bam's out in the open,
because
he wants anybody in his house, he's safe.
No, not because he's out in the open, but because he doesn't aspire to anything more than like
a skate,
having
a
every color Jetta, and then a hot tub filled with piss.
Yeah,
you know,
I still don't understand.
Did
that.
The hot tub full of piss ever happen?
Yeah, we like everybody peed in it for like 3 weeks, but
the party was
canceled. We didn't have enough pee to fill up the hot tub. So the day of the party, one of my duties was to get yellow food dye and fill it up with water.
Even,
I had to
even
juice
the
up
hot tub full of pee.
Even,
you
that's
couldn't
how,
even
that's
swing.
How shitty this party was. You couldn't even get
Dude,
real
it
piss.
It was a lot.
Holy fucking shit.
That wasn't even on our mind. After a while, we said, how are we going to get it out of the woods? First Damn. Of all, this thing was in the woods.
Scumbag Vinny is like a real-life version of Gil from The Simpsons.
Scumbag Vinny is real. I don't like to like think it was done on purpose, but it is mm-hmm. just who mm-hmm. I am. You know?
Yeah, it's yeah. in your DNA,
Have you ever been
man.
To jail?
Not been to jail. I am in a big case right now that I'm currently like this close
You're
to just
finishing.
You're
in a big case.
Yeah, like I was arrested like a year and a half
oh,
ago.
Oh, hell yeah.
And they didn't take you to jail?
My bond was like $350,000.
Oh, shit.
What? That, so you killed someone?
No, it was just weed related.
Oh yeah. Just weed?
In Connecticut, weeds. It's like
still
illegal
very
stuff.
Illegal.
Yeah. And but no, you know, they do that because now it's about to be legal soon, so they're trying to get.
Yeah, he said they were like, what was like, how was it weed related? You're like, yeah, I was smoking weed while looking at child pornography.
Okay. Yeah,
really
well,
high.
I was on an edible just fingering a small boy.
I got too high and raped a toddler.
$350,000. Nah, but I only ended up getting community service, so
nice.
It must have not been that bad.
What did you do for community service?
I just did a comedy show that was for a fundraiser and helped with
That's
that.
That's a beautiful
you
know? Racket.
Oh,
that was
okay.
the easiest thing I thought I could relate to help
And they
somebody.
Let you do that?
Yeah. Well, the late, I did, you know.
And where did the money for the fundraiser go?
To the organization that did it. I didn't, I made sure, it was in the midst of the ongoing BAM situation that I had to do it, so I had to make sure I wasn't in charge of the funds, you know.
Nice.
Well, everybody thought I was going to go to Disney with that, too,
yeah.
so.
Well,
do
not
you like
Disney?
Disney?
Yeah. I got a little kid, so.
Oh, you have a child?
Yeah.
Oh, congrats,
yeah,
dude.
Thanks.
How old?
7.
And he likes Disney?
She, yeah.
She.
Yeah. Well, I mean,
I never
we wanted to
Disney
just get
World.
Away after dealing with I was dealing with Bam for like 2 yes. months straight every day. Mm-hmm. I just wanted to get away from like entertainment and trying to be involved in any of that kind of shit at all. But he was in rehab, but when he got out, he had just heard about all the shit that had gone on since he had been in rehab and thought I was in Disney at that moment. When I posted the picture of the Mickey Mouse hat, that was just antagonizing. I had gone to Disney back in April when he canceled the New York City show after the first Cumptown thing.
Oh,
I was like, oh,
so that was marketing on your behalf.
Yeah. Yeah.
Keeping your name in the headlines.
I always try to feed into everything, even if it's good or bad. Yeah. I feel like when it first happened and I was on the show,
the way to do it.
Yeah,
press is good.
I thought like at first I was like, oh well, Gene did so well. They're obviously there to hear Bam. When I got voted the worst guest ever on YouTube, I said, "There's something to this, man."
Yes,
and then I had to stop being who I was pretending to be.
Of course,
and just had to be myself, which was like,
"Fuck it, mask off."
I took off the Thrasher fitted and put on the Disney World fitted.
That is who I was.
To become the real me.
Yep.
Going back to the old me,
but that's the truth, man. And nice. But I swear to God, after the first day it happened and all this, people were hitting me up and all these articles came out about me saying somebody said
no
I killed
articles. Articles came out about you,
posts,
man.
On Reddit.
No, somebody was making fake articles. One of them was that I killed him. Oh. And it was like from News 45 or something. It was like a fake article.
You killed me.
That I killed you. Yes, wow. There is one out there that I did
people
that.
Buy that?
That I murdered you.
That's awesome.
And that they've been
shooting. Honey, get in here. I just read in News 45 that... Vinny killed Adam.
But then in the midst of that it, there was another article that said I scammed a bunch of people, but that one was halfway true. So like, right. I was like, wow, at least that's getting mixed up.
Was that
up
a
between...
real article? Or was that a Photoshop?
That was another fake article. Yeah, Photoshop article. Yeah.
Interesting.
I don't know who does it. I mean, you guys are a fucking idiot. You have the retards following you guys.
It's text. It's a Photoshop article.
Yeah, you can't copy and paste it.
That's how you... That's how you write a fake article. You open up Photoshop.
Wow. I can't believe the media bought it.
They did, dude.
Wow.
They said, and everybody was telling me that you're single now, too. You're a single man.
Yes.
Dude. No, it's not true.
Everybody's saying that.
There's a new man
in my life. His name's Jesus Christ.
News 45. News Adam Friedland back from the dead. And divorce.
I have about 100 messages in my inbox. I only have about 120 messages. And 100 of them are, Vinny, Adam broke up with Dasha. Fucking destroy him. That is the same message.
Yeah, ooh, that's right.
Clear
this
out.
This is
dude.
Your chance now. Let's go. Vinny, here's your chance.
Yeah. What do you got your phone out for? Do you got roast jokes? I am one of the biggest losers on the internet. It's not hard to fuck with me.
No,
I wasn't looking at
he
roast
jokes.
He
saw your roast jokes, dude. It's
he saw my roast jokes.
He saw your
Adam, close your roast jokes.
Secret file, Vinny Beetle roast joke.
I've been working on these for
feverishly
months.
Around the clock.
It's what I'd like to think, anyway.
No, I think that if you did bring up that I broke up with my girlfriend, that would really destroy me.
Yeah, but I did it in a way that now is not going to be as effective as it.
Yeah, you really showed. You should have had that.
You
showed your hand.
I showed my hand, and then
you should have been like, "Oh, I heard you broke up with your girlfriend." Wow.
Or just kind of threw it out there.
Yeah.
Yeah, you should have been like, "What are you doing on your phone? Looking at old messages from your girlfriend that left you?"
And that would have been good. That would have been good.
That's pretty hurtful.
Yeah.
You should have actually asked. Oh, I'm just asking. If you could have written for you for this episode. You could have gone into your roast jokes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Whatever. Nick, you think he's alive?
Who?
Jeff Epp.
It doesn't matter. I mean, there's like so much that's just out in the open that's right there, and still people are like, he's clearly an intelligence asset, and here's the fucking former prime minister of Israel.
Yeah, Ehud Barak.
Going to an apartment building that Jeffrey Epstein owns with mod. It's like all just like all just out in the open, and all these connections are all out in the open. And the fact, like Acosta saying, I was told he was an intelligence asset. It's all out, like just fucking right out in the open.
Yes.
And all you can do is be like, come on. You know, it's like,
And then, doesn't Barr say he's going to investigate?
But it's like, you're not going to really get answers. I don't think we are.
What if he just shows up at the Area 51 raid?
Yes.
Like, leading like a new Leonard Skinner band.
And he says, take me to your dealer, dude.
I'm just saying, that would sell tickets.
And then what they're, it's
maybe Bam shows up
do
and
that
we do
that
a reunion, reunion tour. Fun
hey, Jeff, I got an idea for a tour.
Bagel Boss.
It's just,
fucking
Bagel Boss. Bam and Novak.
Artie Lang from jail, like a TV screen of Artie.
Artie with a prosthetic nose.
We got the same guys that made Bam's ramp at his house fixed Artie's nose.
Yeah, we're working with E. Jean Carroll. She's the woman that was raped by Trump, and we're gonna. We've
got one night only.
Yeah, we're doing a tour of all the checkers in South Florida. Some of them are rallies, so we couldn't get into those. But there, two or three of them are checkers.
Yeah,
and we're doing an exclusive deal with checkers, but not rallies.
We're doing a meet and greet sponsored by John's Weed Company, by Weed Weed Band Aids. They're like Band Aids, but they're made out of fucking weed.
Yeah, she talks about getting raped by Trump, but in a funny way.
But she does, she comes
it's a
out.
Comedy with, tour.
She's wearing
sketch.
A bunch of pewter rings, she and tells, she comes out.
She tells some crazy
to
stories.
CKY.
Yeah.
And then, she sings the Skeletor sketch. She limps the whole Skeletor sketch.
You know what, though?
A lot of people think of the fantasies. They think it's sexy to be raped.
As bad as that all was.
Okay, we're going to take a break.
As bad as that all was with Bam when it was happening. That was not like I used to sell. I used to go to concerts when I was a teenager, and I would sell fake tickets to events. So,
it was
like it's such an important part of my background to understand.
Oh yeah, it's like it's funny because like we've been texting in private, and like I've made it clear I have no problem that you scammed numerous people.
No, I think that's cool.
I don't
personally.
Look if somebody's trying to get into comedy. And somebody rips them off so bad that they have to quit comedy.
You've done a service.
You've done them a favor.
You saved them.
You saved them from
investing.
Well,
here's
the thing. You get burned once bad in the beginning and you get out rather than... Maybe he lost $3,000 investing in a show he thought that was going to... Oh, this guy Vinny, the scumbag, says if I pay him $2,000, it's an investment in an open mic. And then I'll get back $10,000. When he loses that $2,000, when he loses that $2,000, think about the hundreds of thousands of dollars he'll have lost if he turns 37 and he's like, I've been doing bar shows.
I have 8 minutes. Okay.
Oh, oopsie daisy, I'm 39 years old and I'm a defensive driving instructor.
The first show I did with Artie that I produced, I knew he would always come late from being all fucked up, so I would put on like 6 or 7 of those comics on like a pre-show. And then 20, 30 minutes would go by and then Artie would show up.
They could say they worked with Artie.
But one time Artie came like an hour beforehand and there was like 8 comics on the show and they all sucked and he got on stage and he was like, Vinny, he goes, did you just stop at a red light and say, hey, you want to open for Artie Lang tonight? Can you bring 5 people or whatever? And
No, I charged them all. I took this guy's epilepsy medicine because he didn't have enough cash.
Artie was expensive, man.
I demanded this guy's heart medicine that he needed as payment. And then I sold
there
it to
a couple
someone,
diabetics.
I sold insulin. It to someone else as Oxycontin. but it's like in private, you're like, none of those stories about me are true. I've been lied about. I've never ripped off anybody. And then you do the show and you're like, I used to go to concerts and put a under construction sign on the wheelchair ramp to collect extra ticket money from handicapped people.
We are not far off from that. It's like, I know I listen to the show, you make up a lot of shit, but when you describe me, you tend to be spot on.
You're a hero, man.
Dude, okay, you must have gotten your ass kicked a couple times.
Look at my nose.
You got your shit fucked up.
I've gotten into a lot of fights. I've knocked a few people out. I've gotten beat up. I've gotten in my share.
That's not what he asked.
I've never gotten my ass.
That wasn't the question.
For anything money related in comedy, there's video of me fighting a comedian and kicking his ass.
Nice.
over that situation.
There's video.
And we're selling the video on Daily Motion. If you buy the video, you get a T-shirt, but you got to mail in a video of you watching the video to P.O. Box 386.
It's true, guys. We do have Do You Watch Big Mouth T-shirts at the VinnyBeetleShow.com.
Meatball Marinara Productions. Palisades, New Jersey.
What is Vinny Beetle Show? You have a podcast now?
I figured I never really did a podcast, but I figured just coming
off
out
the
here,
strength of your appearance of on our show,
I felt like these people want to listen and hate me.
They probably
one of them
will.
Might kill me when I'm 50 or
They're
something.
They're not gonna kill you.
I'm gonna go for it, you know.
Yes, dude.
And I figure, look.
Working with Bagel Boss is so fun.
The only time I would fail.
Because it's going to be like, you're going to be, whenever the first event happens, People are going to be like, who's Bagel Boy? You're like, you remember that viral video from 6 months ago? And they're like, no, of course
yeah.
not.
Yeah, the guy's like, Vinny, should we do this tomorrow?
He's dude,
like,
we got the we damn Daniels. We got the damn Daniel kid. He's yeah. 26 years old now.
Well, I'm hoping to get him to do
unfortunately,
crazy shit.
Ellen owns the rights to the words damn Daniel. So we're booking him as Steve Vasquez, and we're not allowed to use the words damn Daniel.
Steve Vasquez from Dan Daniel.
Steve Vasquez, as you may remember from the Ellen DeGeneres show 10 years ago.
It's just a fucking day laborer in white vans.
Yeah, and we've got E. Jean Carroll opening. I'll tell you, I'm just E. Jean Carroll on a stool with fucking skateboarding videos playing in the background. And he pushed me into the dressing room. And he pulled my panties down, and it was painful. But it was more of a fight. I don't want to say it was rape, because it's not. I don't want to say I'm a victim. Wait, yes. What's your question? No, I've never met the guys from Blink 182. I don't know. I don't know them. Sorry. Anyway, so I'm being raped in the dressing room at fucking Bergdorf. Where was it?
It was at Bergdorf Goodman's. Bergdorf Bloomingdale's or something. Yeah.
Yeah.
One of those bees.
Yep, that's going to be awesome, dude.
Mm-hmm.
That's going to be awesome tour. So this fight that you have with that guy, what's your fighting style, would you say?
Are you one of those like those guys who's like, when I get mad, I just go? Do you say stuff like that? Like, I just see red and I just go.
Usually I have to get hit or something to really fight. I'm not going to go attack anybody.
Right.
So I think at that point I...
Your instincts
fist
kick
to cuffs, yeah. I'm not really like a wrestler. I look like a muffin, so I'm kind of top heavy. So if you take me down,
right,
you pretty much win.
You got to stay on the.
I got to knock someone. I got to butterbean somebody before it gets too.
Do you have any training?
No.
No?
My friends, where I grew up, a lot of Italian people where I grew up in Connecticut, and like we all fought each other.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So I had bigger friends than me. And I fought all my best friends before I was 15, so fighting somebody else wasn't really a big deal.
Right.
When you fight your friends and get over it.
In the guinea fighting pits, you came up like fucking Bane, dude.
Is Beetle an Italian name?
No, I just found out recently, like...
It's that German, right?
I'm black. No, I'm not, but like...
Yeah, it's a famous black name, Beetle.
Everybody assumes I'm 100% Italian because they hear my cousin Vinny. Juice. But Beetle, I don't know what the fuck it is, dude. I just know that, you know, I don't even know my dad's family, really. So I just know it's my name.
I'm pretty sure it's German.
You think so?
It's probably one of those Ellis Island deals.
Could
it's
be,
probably
man.
Like B-I-E-D.
I've never met a German Vinny,
true.
Though.
Yeah.
Yeah, but the name
it changed.
Take my word for it. I'm racist. Yeah, I'm good at this.
Yeah. No, but I felt like it's a name that kind of you remember, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Bam, even at his most fucked up, would remember my name. He would paint it on a bunch of things all the time.
Yeah. Yes.
So, you know.
Well, if you're white.
I just knew that was good. Yeah, you
if
know?
You're white and you're American and you don't know what like your name is, it's a good chance it's either English or German.
Okay.
Yeah.
Really? Yeah, I mean, I'm a mutt. My mom did that 23andMe thing, and I'm all this kind of shit. And it said 2% other, and that's why I say I'm black. Because
The
I started in the urban society. Comedy world. That's how I did a lot of my comedy when I was coming up. Yeah, was in all black rooms.
Yep.
So you said you worked blue.
No, not really. About like I make fun of myself, but I'm not blue. I wouldn't think I'm blue.
You worked black.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Where I would do like the token white guy, like.
The M word on stage?
No.
None of that?
No. But I would say everything else, you know?
Yeah.
And real shock value, you know? I'd walk in and talk about getting black.
Listen, y'all, I'm not going to say the N word, but spick, chink, dothead. Oh, we're going all in. Everything else.
Everything else.
I did a Trayvon Martin just joke. One
black
time.
People.
Whoa,
black people cheering
that.
At the top of their lungs for every other racial slur.
I did a Trayvon Martin joke one time and I left early because I didn't do well and there was like four. It's like 400 black people. I'm the only white guy. There's one other white comic on the show. And
you
after
also
the
kind of look like George Zimmerman.
And after the show, there's another fat white comic on the show.
George Zimmerman's like, I think Zimmerman's a black name.
And a bunch of black dudes went up to the other comic and were like, are you the fucking guy that said the Trayvon joke? And the guy was scared shitless. He's like, no, he left.
Wait, wait, wait. So you got away with this because black people couldn't tell the difference between
me
two,
and the other fat white
between
comic.
Two white people.
Yeah. Yeah. So I got, I
what
slid
was
out
the
of
joke?
Them.
Can we hear the joke?
They're like the fucking dinosaurs
dude,
in Jurassic Park.
Sadly, even though you wouldn't think watching my YouTube videos, I've been doing it for 10 years, so this had to be 6 or 7 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know, man. Sometimes I just would say, like, oh, well, you know, like I would say something about a cop shooting a black kid in New Haven and...
And say you know, what?
It would just pop, man. Just doing like wrestling promos kind of on these black comedy shows, and it would kind of, I don't know, it will. So, well
and,
enough for me to
And
convince.
You would be pro officer in that regard?
No. I do a lot of gigs too where I do stag parties where I make fun of the groom.
What was the Trayvon joke?
What?
What was the Trayvon joke?
He doesn't know.
But
just
like,
try and remember.
What
it,
was
dude.
The sentiment I gotta that you hear
of the joke
that they were upset?
It was
about.
Definitely about me saying it was good that he died.
not that George Zimmerman didn't break the law. It's good that Trayvon Martin died.
Not that he was standing
That's
his ground.
Something to do with like
the man
not,
doesn't remember.
Not
specifics.
Feeling like you had to cover up with
here,
the
though,
hood.
You're
you
saying
remember.
Beyond
you remember jokes from
beyond,
10 years ago.
Beyond even the point that George Zimmerman was making.
Yeah, exactly. I wrote like 4 jokes on the way here. I smoke weed a lot, man, and I forgot them.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, man. I'm better when I'm just off the cuff and I never remember that shit.
Your girlfriend can come in the apartment. She
She's
have
probably
wife, his
fucking
wife.
Left me here, honestly. Yeah. So I don't know. We'll find that out.
All right. I mean, it's hot summer. Out. She doesn't have to sit in the car.
We got a new car. It's got AC.
What kind of car?
Subaru.
Nice.
Hell yeah.
I kind of Subaru.
Impreza? That BAM money, you know?
Yeah.
I hear like, I didn't rip
Collecting
anybody
old
off.
Skate wheels.
I went to Disney World and I got a fucking a WRX.
We did 4 shows. I'd never done any big shows in my life. We did 4 shows. Every time we did a show, 400 fucking people showed up and we charged $50. So the 4 shows I did with them, I made some money, you know? He's so stupid. The money they thought was missing, he has an account for it and he found, you know? He just was hiding it from his dad. His dad runs all of his money, all of his real money that he has.
Oh, that's why
he
broke.
So he opened up a bank account for the party, and I knew about the bank account. But once he went to rehab, Steve-O started hitting me up to cancel the comedy tour. And I was just like, dude, fuck it. And then I went away for a bit, and that's when everybody's like, where's my refund? Where's my refund? And Bam just,
He said, hit up Vinny.
He did.
Did you ever try and pivot to Steve-O and be like, Steve-O, you ever think about doing a tour?
Are you worried about like a massive class action lawsuit and being sued for?
I think it would have happened by now.
Bam Margera fans?
What do you mean it would have happened by now?
Well, I have the. I mean, wouldn't you think
it takes
that I would
years to build if you charged hundreds?
Yeah,
of
but
people.
Any kind of investigation like that would uncover that the money went to him, right? If the bank account was under Brandon Margera or whatever
but
the hell his name is,
you would still be named in the lawsuit.
Yeah, probably. So yes, I am worried about it. I think about it every night.
No, dude, they're not going to do that.
They're not going
to. Bam says they'll get over it. That's what he says to me. He thinks we're going to be a stronger duo now. He texts
really?
Me every day.
Oh, you guys are back together.
Now. Oh, dude, we've been texting the whole time. He's a reality star, man. This is I'm trying to explain that. This is like he knows it fucks with my real life and he's really addicted to alcohol and shit, but he writes this shit every day. Like the original thing was I was going to we talked a while ago about me pretending to be Dr. Phil and doing like an intervention and then and then he was like, I love Dr. Phil. I'm going to get Dr. Phil. And then he started telling his fans to ask for Dr. Phil, and it just happened.
Oh, so did he go on Dr. Phil?
From what I believe, yeah, he was texting me up until he walked on stage. You know?
Oh, wow.
And then he disappeared up until today, but he started posting once I told him I was coming on.
I just watched Dr. Phil on Rogan. I have, like, I just now, in the last couple of weeks, have gotten into Rogan.
Well, I heard the Bernie one.
I've never really gotten into
it. I never really got into
it. The Bernie one did numbers. I watched that one.
Yeah. Well, it's so easy to watch YouTube on my TV, which I had never done until recently. Because I'm not going to sit at my
And if you're working folding shirts, you got Rogan for hours and hours and hours.
I mean, I don't need to. Yeah. I mean, like, I can't imagine sitting at my computer and focusing on Joe Rogan talking.
No, that's background.
Because like, I feel like most Rogans, he's like, so what's up? What's your deal? And he's like, well, I run a tech startup that uses satellites to measure black people's skulls. I was like, that's interesting. Wow. That's interesting. Did you know the black people actually have an extra chemical in their brain that's released when they die?
Oh my god! I listen to Kill Tony sometimes.
That's
you
like,
guys like
that's
that
half the guests on Rogan.
I've never heard that one.
Kill Tony?
No, I haven't. That's like mostly stand up though, isn't it?
Like it's like a
they make fun of open
they bring
micers.
On guests and they make fun of open micers. It's where I get most of my talent
from. What I've seen,
$2,000 open.
From what I've seen of all those guys, are all funny.
Yeah, no,
the guys on Kill Tony.
Well, Kill
Tony. I've seen Hinchcliffe at shows, and he's always been funny.
Yeah,
and Jeremiah's funny, but I've never.
I went and seen him at the casino, and we hung out and smoked a little after. But I just mentioned because he's like tight with Joe Rogan. Like, don't they all listen to each other's podcasts or like promote each other's podcasts?
I don't think they listen to each other's
podcasts. Yeah. Joe Rogan
doesn't listen to like
Joe Rogan's
podcast.
Like, listen, Bernie, I hate to wrap this up, but I got to get home and listen to Kill Tony.
Well, he goes on it because they bring on guests. He does do that. Yeah. He does do that. Are you guys just. I figured everybody who has a big podcast actually looks into other people's
podcasts. No, bro. Never.
Because I don't have anything.
No one listens to anyone else's podcast.
Yeah, I haven't.
That doorknob just turned.
Yeah.
Okay.
That'll happen. Okay. People come and go.
Okay.
Yeah, this is a flop house.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
This is an Airbnb.
Really?
That's why it's fucked up.
Yep.
Nice.
Hello?
Hey.
Okay. Nick, New York Times.
Yeah.
One of Jeffrey Epstein's guards was not a full-fledged officer. He was not checked on for... Sorry, it just went out. He was not checked on for hours in the short staff jail where he died.
Yeah. Like, what... this is what I don't get is, like...
Of course he didn't commit suicide.
Well, either he didn't commit suicide or he was swapped or fucking he was murdered. All of these are, like... You're like it's the last like it's like okay so we know Bush did 9/11 and that there were no planes or whatever, but my question is, did 3,000 people die or was it actually only 2,000?
Yeah, good
that's,
question.
Well, that's
you're saying way. So they like take real events and just mark up the numbers a little bit just
no
them
it's
well,
just
the
it's,
Holocaust
the point,
especially
yeah, the point is that this like fucking it's like. Like there's the thing with all this Epstein shit is like it's so clearly this is a guy that's working for some fucking intelligence agency, maybe the CIA, maybe the Mossad, and it's the type of operation that has like a clear lineage throughout the history of the fucking CIA and organized crime in the United States, where like you have a guy that's essentially a pimp that assembles all this fucking like compromise on.
Well, world
kids
leaders.
Or adult or whoever. I mean, they used to be gays. There was a guy, Craig Spence, that did it in the fucking 1980s, and then he was outed. He got caught with, like, cocaine and fucking rent boys. Nice. But part of the investigation, they uncovered that he was going on, like, tours of... He was bringing gay prostitutes on tours of the White House like, midnight. And they were like, how the fuck did you get into the White House? And, you know, he named
Jimmy
a couple
Carter
of,
was just getting his dick sucked by boys.
It was Bush
Reagan.
One. Bush
oh,
one.
Oh, yeah.
But Craig Spence's connections to the, that like, Franklin Credit Union, mm-hmm. like, scandal, which is, like, another big conspiracy theory. But you look into it, and it's, like, there's too much shit here where it's, like, you know, or that Sacha Baron Cohen thing, where he's, like, sitting in that interview, and he's, like, yeah, I molested a boy. Can we kill him? And the hotel concierge is, like... we can't kill him, but we can silence him. And he's like, you know, he's like, well, can you get me like a boy in between 8 and 13 or whatever? And the guy's like, yes, we can have that arranged.
Jesus
it's like,
Christ.
Yeah, these people are like very powerful, very rich. Some of them like have these fucking, you know, it's like they acquire so much power. It's like, you know how like fucking Spitzer was like a prostitute guy, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, client 9.
You know, and it's like Spitzer's a good guy.
Yeah, he was doing a good job.
Spitzer's a fucking good guy.
That's why he got got.
That's why he got got.
But it's not,
he was uncovering
he was
corruption
down
Wall
Street, baby.
Sure, yes. But it's like these
there's plenty of other guys getting their dick sucked probably in that same place.
The idea is that, you know, I mean, probably it's like, you know, it's got to suck to be like one of these elites that has been like basically raping sex trafficked people.
You say it got to suck to be them?
It's got to suck to be them now because it's like, imagine...
Yeah!
Well, no, because it's like there's
let him finish.
There's more kink liberation now. Like in 5 years, you're gonna have people walking into Congress being like, "Yeah, I'm the representative for the you know 5th district in Iowa, in a leather daddy outfit drinking like a thermos filled with cum. And like people would be like, that's just his lifestyle. Whereas 25 years ago, that guy would have to like pay somebody that was sex trafficked into a hotel room to do that. Mm,
that guy
would have to happen quietly. So it's like all this Epstein, obviously not the fucking pedophilia.
That's the last one, dude.
But like, you know, I mean, it used to be like gays in politics. Like the reason you'd be like worried about them is because they could be blackmailed easily. So they would have to have all this gay sex behind closed doors on these terms that are like strictly controlled, you know, and it's like a lot of it is like, I mean, that's why the fucking blackmail worked and it happened behind closed doors. But then it also, same thing with the fucking Catholic Church, is you have gay priests that do protect the pedophiles, but only because there's this mutual fear of being outed by a system that like,
and it's like doing something that's equally as bad.
Yes, doing something equally as bad as having a consensual gay relationship with another man. But it's like, no, I mean, in similar ways to how that functions, I mean, a lot of it is like, you know, if you let people drink cum on the floor of Congress.
Right.
Then,
which is up for a vote.
Then some of it wouldn't be as hidden as it is, you know? I mean, but then obviously you got guys like the Podestas that are raping and murdering children. It's like that. Right. That's not cool.
Sure.
But the regular homos could then be like, well, you know what? I am going to tell on Tony and John.
Right.
They did kidnap Madeleine McCain.
Yes.
You know.
Oh, they did.
They kidnapped her and murdered her.
I kind of now think Seth Rich was murdered.
Yeah. Well, you know, Rational Wiki?
No.
It's just like, it's like a wiki for like ideologies or whatever. But if you go to their article for Vince Foster, it's like, oh, Vince Foster is a guy that was never murdered. I say, you know, it's like all these conspiracy theories. Nowhere does it mention that he was shot twice in the head. They'll leave that part out.
Who's Vince Foster?
Vince Foster.
He was this guy that the Clintons had killed allegedly.
They had him murdered for sure.
For doing what?
He was found with a note that says, Bill Clinton killed me.
Really?
Yes.
That's the part they won't tell you.
Who wrote that?
They don't tell you that. They won't tell you that.
We'll never know.
It's funny. If you go to the bottom of the article, it's like it has a link. It says like other things to read, and it says it links to Seth Rich, and it says a later suicide that was also surrounded by conspiracy theories. And it's like, okay, well, it wasn't a suicide. No one said Seth Rich killed himself.
No.
Yeah.
No.
They list Seth Rich's death as a suicide. Oh,
but what is this website?
I don't know. It's just some wiki. And it is just a mistake, but it is funny.
But those wiki things, anybody could write them.
Sure. Yes.
And how much time do you think, like I spend a lot of time reading those, and I always assume they're just real. But, like, I mean, imagine the time that you're thinking about.
Vinny's homepage is news45.com.
I don't have one, but I think I should have one
if
now.
If you did, what would it be?
It would be about Artie, Bam, and Cumtown. That's it. It would just, because it's only been the last year of my life. Everything before
the Holy
that should
Trinity.
Be deleted. Yeah, the Holy Trinity.
Yeah. Wait, okay, hold on. There is, so now the nice thing is, though, with Epstein gone, there is a vacuum for a pimp for children for the rich and famous.
No, Epstein's a fall guy. They got a backup on backup on backup.
Trump's a billionaire, too. They have to know each other, right? Like, billionaires all know each other, right? So, like, obviously, him being president, he has access to more National Treasure Disney movie type shit. Where he could just hide fucking secret.
He's got access to the secret.
It comes
Disney
back
movies.
To Disney.
Yeah.
The vault.
Yeah. Like, think about it.
He gets
it.
Into the vault whenever he wants.
There's kids at Disney, right?
Oh. Well, no. This is another thought that I had. Was the first news source to break the suicide was ABC.
Disney.
For sure, Epstein got Disney kids raped. 1,000%.
No, dude.
I don't know.
That's a completely separate industry.
What if you figured out the
whole
time?
What do you mean that's a separate industry? Did you see his black book? He had all of Hollywood in there. He had the entire entertainment industry.
No,
like,
I think that's homegrown.
No.
They molest their own in the entertainment world.
The problem
world.
With conspiracy theories is one day your fans are going to think that you guys are secretly also in on them and just talking about them. Like, because you guys are at a level you don't think you're at. But I read the content.
You think we're at child rape level?
I think you guys are satanic on the waiting list rape. For that. Like, you guys are next up.
I don't know if that's happening, but
I don't think we're on deck for.
You don't have to do it, but you're at that level.
Yeah, I mean, and like I'll have to bleep this.
It's like steroids in baseball.
The advertisers
in the 90s.
Don't hear it, but only 15,000 people listen to this show. This is not.
So everybody called me.
Literally, everybody listens to this show.
Yeah, every single person
is on Reddit. It's not like this is. It's,
well, that's a lot.
It's
still
a fantasy. I paid for all these shirts myself.
Yeah, Nick keeps buying them for himself,
and he sends them back to his own place.
We got loyal fans.
Yeah,
I'd rather 15,000 strong.
Vinny, the reason you're on the show is because we have a similar hustle. It's just I'm a little bit better at it. You know what I'm saying?
I don't mind failing. I think that you learn shit when you fail.
True.
I failed a lot in life, a lot more that you haven't heard about.
Yeah. Well,
I didn't go from
it.
Selling fake fish tickets to scamming BAMS fans in 24 hours.
What's that Wayne,
that's right.
What's that Wayne Gretzky quote?
Yeah,
you
miss,
gotta fight every Italian.
Oh, yeah, that's that.
Yeah.
Before you're 15.
If you can knock out the big retarded Italian in your neighborhood, then the open micers to try and fight
you. Well, I come
you.
From a family of crime, man. My uncle was arrested by the FBI. He sold thousands and thousands of dollars worth of pills.
It was a wink, wink, weed situation. It's another weed situation.
I got family that's hidden
bodies. Involving Windows
and
95.
Shit,
you got hidden bodies
in my family.
In your
my
family.
Family's done that for the mafia back in the 80s. Yeah, there's articles about that. The Beatle name's pretty famous.
Damn, you love articles.
The Beatles, dude. Yeah. The band?
Yeah.
It's spelled differently, but they, you know, rumor
but that's
has it
where
they
got
it.
From it. Yeah.
Would you ever. Would you set up like gay prostitute tours?
If it sold T-shirts and tickets, I would do it.
It's all about the T-shirts.
I mean, you guys are in the drip business.
I was at Vinny's Gay Sex Festival 82.
That's what I was gonna ask. Like, do you think like because Trump is in was in entertainment now he's a politician? Do you think politicians it'll get so crazy where like I could book people like on tours that are in the state senate where they'll be like, yeah, we'll work with Beatle. He's worked with Artie Lang.
Definitely.
We could run our campaign tour.
I think so.
1,000,000%.
I should get into politics then.
The thing is, what people don't don't realize is like once you attain even the slightest amount of notoriety, you're in a class of elites.
That's right.
So our podcast, once it was added to iTunes, we now are friends.
That's right.
With Cory Booker.
Oh, yeah.
You know,
we hang out.
Yeah, we've seen him with the makeup off. We know what he looks like.
So the best story about me that you guys haven't heard about is
before
I met Artie, I met Adam Sandler and all his crew. And how I got in with them is one of my uncle's friends lost both of his legs to diabetes. Both of his legs. And I figured this guy needed a manager this point.
Thanks to him for his service.
Yeah. So we got him in the movie The Week Of on Netflix. He's the guy with no legs.
That's your uncle.
Yeah, he died. He did die.
He
was a heroin addict and he was an alcoholic. But that was the first big gig I had managing scumbags, you know.
So you
that movie was good,
and I got to
the
movie premiere. I got to meet everybody and shit, and that was really fun and cool. And I felt
So with your uncle, did they put him in like a tuxedo and then tie the legs?
I had to do his laundry. It was only a half load every time. You know, that's a little cheap joke, but he's dead. He's definitely dead.
Yeah.
Now, okay. Do you the way you picked the people that you were going to manage is you looked for amputees and other? Did you have like sort of a Vinny's freak show thing going on?
Other amputees had come to me once they found that out, and I would just point them in the right direction. Yeah. There is a lady in Hollywood who runs an agency that deals with just people.
Nice.
Jimmy wouldn't stop doing heroin, but he was going to be in the new Avengers movie. They were going to put him in something that he flew around in, and he just wouldn't stop doing dope, and he died, you know? So
did anything to do with that Avengers deal? Or did he?
No, I got a call, and he was blowing me up. He used to blow me up for money, far past he blew Adam Sandler. They only paid him like $60,000 for the movie, and he blew all that, and he would hit me up for money and stuff. And then one day he's like, Avengers wants me. And I just thought he wanted booze, you know? So, like, I didn't answer him. Wow. And then, you know, but then he died. So
you were managing him, and he got an offer to be in Avengers, and you blew him off.
Look.
And then he died.
Yes.
So.
Damn, dude, you're doing a really good job pitching your services right now. If there's any aspiring amputees,
you know
out
what
there,
it is? Yeah. At this point in my career, where do you go?
He's calling me, you know, crying, saying, this will be the job that I'll be able to
clean.
Pay my rent and I can stay
and me,
clean.
You know, a lot of money.
Meanwhile, I had already cashed his checks and gone to Disney World in my WRX.
Bam didn't tell me that. Bam said, next time, don't go to Disney with your cut before I show up.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Already drifting through Disney World in my brand new WRX STI.
In the new Furious ride, right?
That's awesome, man. Well, so, what are some other great classic Vinnie Beetle moments that you
want to
share?
I used to sell used cars without engine motors that ran, and we would like put this fake oil in.
Hold on. That's just selling used cars.
Yeah, but
that's
like
the job.
Yeah, you're right. But there were times that your integrity comes into it. Like if you know the car's engine's bad, uh-huh. and we put shit in it to make it run for 2 days, uh-huh. I would do that. You know.
Nice.
I would do that. One lady I sold a BMW to was $45,000, but it was like the value of it was only 20 grand. And it was so high, her bill every month, that she claimed that the car was haunted because there was nothing wrong with it. It was just, I just sold it to her for so much money, she couldn't afford it. Mm-hmm. So she would bring it back and say that there were ghosts in the car.
Too.
Yeah, she's alive, but she still got the car probably. They're long contracts.
What are long cards? The car notes?
Card, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, once they sign.
5 years, yeah.
Just use people's leverage if they need, like, transportation. I started selling cars at 15, man. I seriously was raised around bad shit. Uh-huh. So by the time I seen comedy and I was like, well, they're not fake tickets. I'll show up at least.
Yeah.
Yes.
And then when I met some more famous people, I thought, like, oh, these tickets will sell easier. And even Artie in his worst, we'd have 300 people at a theater somewhere. So it was like, it was nice to be a part of something like that, you know? Yeah. And
do you guys keep in touch?
He's in rehab for a long time now, but we did. It's tough when you do have people at that certain level of fame. They have so many people around them that once something goes bad, all those people start to blame somebody else so that they it's like survival.
Yeah, but it is the fault of all of those people. In 6 months, when Bagel Boss is now, instead of just being a guy that works at Radio Shack and has a shit life in Long Island, he'll be a heroin addict who it all fell apart for because he was surrounded by people trying to bleed him like a fucking stone.
Like me. Yeah.
Right. And it will be your fault.
So you're saying my uncle dying is my fault?
Yeah.
Yeah, probably.
No, no. He was already a junkie.
Yeah.
That's not Vinny's fault.
But it got me into the business of, I guess.
A sick man.
Yeah.
You know. But Artie was the coolest guy I ever worked with. I did work with TJ Miller a couple times too, but Artie was the coolest guy I worked with.
To be fair, Artie was already a drug addict when you guys started working together.
Yeah,
he had a nose.
No, he
had a nose at the time.
No,
barely. He was like, again, when I got offered.
What
to
do you
work
say about
Artie,
the rumors that you bit off the rest of his nose?
Yeah,
that has been out there on News 45.
I saw an article.
Somebody left an article on my Instagram saying
that. You know what's so obvious is that obviously if he's a drug addict and it's bleeding, it's because he's not stopping drugs. And, once you get something that's fucked up, you keep doing it. The doctor's like, if just stop doing cocaine and heroin every day, I'll fix it. And he's just like, all right, I'll get back to you. And then that's it.
You didn't do it?
No.
Have you ever bitten anybody?
No. I've gotten bitten.
By who?
A couple of people tried to bite me. I bit them harder than they did.
Really?
I've gotten into a couple of biting. No, I'm doing you.
Have you guys ever gotten into any fights?
No one's ever bitten me, but I've bitten a lot.
Has you guys? No physical
Nick's
altercations?
Been in fights.
I've been in a couple fights, I guess. But I'm not like a fisticuffs guy. Yeah. I just used to drink.
Yeah.
No.
In my youth, sure. Yeah. I was a brawler. But I've mellowed
Everybody
out.
Fights as a kid.
Yeah.
Or, you know, when you're younger.
That's true.
I would fight. I was a vigilante, a child vigilante.
Oh, you just fought bad guys.
That's right.
That's good on you.
You just stuck up for like people who were bullied and stuff. Mm-hmm. So Bagel Boss is like your guy.
Yeah. If it were up to me, things would have gone a lot different.
For Bagel Boss.
I would have fucked that woman up.
The thing about his situation is, I get it, you want to make money, so you go to celebrity boxing, but you're trying to prove that you're being bullied, and then you call out people constantly. Like, he was on the Howard Stern show calling out everybody in the office. So, is he the bully? Like, you could be a bully and be that small.
That's interesting.
I don't think anyone should ever point a camera at anyone from Long Island.
That's what you think about all that?
Yeah. I think you could find a million of those guys right now.
He's just the guy. He thinks he's got a career coming, man.
It's sad.
Vinny sees the vision. If you could manage his career, what would you do?
Bagel Boss, I would just continually have him get into altercations in public. I feel like it's the only way he's going to continue to grow what he's doing.
So you would do more.
I wouldn't
like
do the comedy tour for like a year, man.
You know what's so funny? It's like these aren't like, compared to like some of the shit fucking agents have said.
Right.
You
That's
know, people,
not a bad idea.
People who like are like at the top of like this industry have suggested as like ideas, And it's like, this is why you don't do anything actually creative.
Yeah.
It's like
one of those ideas.
I mean, just fucking
garbage. They have the worst ideas.
They have the worst ideas.
You guys have talked, like, I don't know. I'm so oblivious.
They're like, you know, it's like, oh, well, it's the Cumtown podcast. What if we, like, try to get you on local radio? We're going to get you on, we're going to fly you to Cleveland so you can do local radio.
Because they just hear that you have big numbers and they hear you're a podcast. Yeah, they're like, that's why I thought we would be good for me and Bam that time.
Let's take the thing that's popular. Look, your thing is really popular.
It was good.
And we have no idea why, and we could never recreate it in a million years.
We're not going to try and figure it out.
We're not going to try and figure it out.
We'll tell you we're a fan.
Let's apply the same formula that we've used to zero success and for the last 25
you
years
fart when you laugh
with all of our other clients.
It's like your asshole is open when you're fucking laughing.
And then as an added bonus, we'll ask you for some of the money that you generated on your own doing the thing you were already doing.
I think I do exactly what agents and managers in Hollywood do. I am just not that. I'm also a comedian, so people confuse the two completely.
Right. Mm.
And I felt like...
You're also an artist, too. Yeah. So you bridge the gap between commerce and art.
Yeah, but when I was younger, I did shows, and they were in front of a lot of people, and I didn't get paid ever. And I said, what the fuck? And even the guys I did take money from that were new in the game, I gave them I gave them experiences that they would never have gotten, man. And I know that. Yeah, and people did make money back too. I'm not gonna say I didn't. Now some didn't as well.
Right.
You like, know, dude, I'm an open fucking book, man.
Nobody's getting paid, and I'm like, what the hell is this? And
I always
the guys
left
I was ripping off.
I always told him, look, the one thing I did tell him is it was up to Bam coming or not. Like, Bam comes, we all make money.
How
Bam
did you get in touch with Bam originally?
I was working with Artie already. I had worked with TJ, so I had some kind of clout, I guess you would call it.
And, not 15,000 calls, clout.
Bam's not. You guys have definitely been the biggest buzz for me ever. Yeah. Bam calling me out on his Instagram recently went out to 2 million people in a quarter million. Million people went to my Instagram page in one day, all hating me.
Did you get followers out of that?
About 1,000. And it was
good,
because everybody went there because they thought I stole money. So it's not like they're going to be like, yeah, you know.
But they visited, dude.
Yeah, but, you know, so honestly, I'm pretty high and I forgot the last question. What was it? What were we talking
about? How did you meet Bam?
Oh, how did I meet Bam? So right as Artie went to jail, I brought Artie to court the day he went to jail.
Nice.
And Artie's literally walking away from me. And it seems like things just bridge together because Bam's manager, Jack, the douchebag that you guys met when we were
the guy with the necklaces.
He's the one that really does steal money and shit, you know. Yeah. And I call him out all the time for it, but
he's from the TMZ video.
Yeah, Jack, he gets punched in the face. Notice I've never gotten punched in the face. Bam just fucking plays shit up because he knows I'm in the spotlight too.
Of course.
So Bam calls me and says, or Jack calls me and says, we booked a show at Live Nation in Detroit. At the shelter where Eminem started his career, and there's 400 people, and we don't know what we're doing.
What is a homeless
shelter?
We're
in a homeless shelter.
The shelter is a venue below St. Andrew's Hall. Shelter. The shelter's where Eminem used to do the 8 Mile battles.
And that's when he pulls me into the dressing room.
I live
in a fucking modern box made out of shit.
So
talk about the rape.
Talk about working with land in 1998. You're about to the land being raped by Donald Trump tour.
So not having Jesus Christ.
They think it's check sheet. They think of the fantasy sheet.
I'll never get to the point of what the fuck I was going to say.
No, this is better, dude. This is better.
No, it is.
Yeah, keep going.
But then I just fucking said, you know what? Like, Artie's in jail. If I want to stay relevant, I got to drive 20 hours.
And how did they find you?
That is a good question, man. I think one of the...
So you're telling me Bam Margera's manager reached out to you?
They knew I was working with Artie. So they probably thought, oh, if he's willing to work with this train wreck, he'll work with me.
I see.
And I knew one of the guys I had a situation with. People went to his house party. He had a party before we did that party. And other people went. And then there was somebody that hit me up and was like, Bam's interested in doing events. And I said, have his manager hit me up. And we talked for like 4 or 5 weeks while I was still with Artie. You got to think, too. Artie Lang's a different animal than Bam. Bam wants to party with 600 people. Artie just wants to make sure he's got $500 a day sent to his drug dealer so he could do what he wants to fucking do. And then he'll show up to the show and give me the entire check from that entire week. So 7 days a week, it's $500 to $1,000 a day I got to make sure Artie has in his hand, whether I'm giving him that money or not.
Interesting.
And then we show up to the show and I get the pay, which would usually be $1,000 or $2,000 over what I'm owed.
you know? So that, I mean, dude, it wasn't like I was, now I did do well on the shows. I'm not going to fucking say I didn't. I killed it on the shows that I did, mm-hmm. but I wasn't just like paying for play. I was doing shit nobody
that
would
doesn't
do.
Like this. No point, like nothing in your like chest. Like you don't get any like physical reaction to like, yeah, this guy, this beloved comedian,
not beloved.
Who's I know he is, he is.
He's got a huge yeah.
He is.
I mean,
for what
love,
though? For what? What is he beloved for? Being an addict.
For being no, for being funny.
Yeah.
Like for
a
being
funny
for being an incredible
for
storyteller.
For being a, yeah. a very funny guy.
Yeah. A part of one of the best.
He's not beloved
radio
for
shows of all time.
Yeah, for dying of a heroin, yeah, yeah. a tragic heroin addiction.
No, but he's very famous for talking about it on Howard Stern.
Sure, but there's yeah. nothing in you that's like, all I have to do is make sure he stays high, and I get to take all of his money.
I figured I was about. Maybe the 20th person I seen Bob. I booked Bob the first time I met Artie. I was already running my own comedy club, and I booked Bob Levy and Artie.
No, I mean it's fine if.
And
the
I
answer,
seen Bob doing it, and I was like,
the,
"Fuck it."
Yeah, it's fine if the answer is no.
Yeah, no, I did
just,
not have any.
Yeah, I'm just curious.
The answer to the question is, I don't think like that.
Okay,
I come from a place that you
survival.
Do what you got to do to make money, and my family paid for it. I had family that went to. I'm telling you, man, I'm not gonna lie to you, like. Yeah, there were times that I was like, yeah, he's getting high, but he's a grown man, dude. You know, he's going to get it from somewhere else. You think he, Bam or him need me to get a six pack or some fucking Coke? No, he'll do it with the next guy. But already did it with Bob Levy for 20 years. So he'll just do it with the next one. So yeah, I was just like, fuck it. I'm going to get paid for a few weeks.
Fuck it. I need a couple of Mickey Mouse fitteds.
Yep.
I didn't have a break coming my way.
Got to drift that WRX down to Disneyland. Dude, look, you don't understand,
at least
man.
I did something
I come from
with
a
it.
Place where no matter what, you got to get to Disneyland. me and my friends, we would lie,
all
cheat,
all
and steal.
To get the
just
Epcot.
To get our hands on.
It was punches. It was sweet. Growing up, it was punch
we had
and
nothing,
be punched.
Dude. Six
punch
Flags? Punch. Sure. Yeah, we could go to Six Flags.
We need
probably
the ears, baby.
We probably could have made it to Six Flags just ripping off old women with BMWs. with blown engines. But if you want to go to Disney World, you got to really hurt some people.
Mm-hmm. Some beloved celebs.
Yeah, R.I.P. Toni Morrison, who I thought was a white guy.
You thought it was an Irishman,
dude. I until I got on social media and I saw that
people were saying she
black. Was black. I was like,
you thought it was a white guy.
Damn, I mean, those are all those stories.
Beloved,
yeah,
the bluest eye,
yeah, Sula,
Sula,
yeah,
I don't know that,
but
one.
Artie is beloved. That is true.
Hell yeah!
That kind of went perfect there.
What now would you be like a high? Would you be like an Epstein type figure for a billion? If you were
a billionaire,
would you have your own island, but you would have to. Sort of arrange for rich men to fuck 14-year-olds.
I would never have that much money because I feel like I've reached my peak in life.
But no, the you don't know problem. How high you can fly, man.
Okay, Adam's been on my side this episode. I don't know if that's like a subtle, like that's his way of telling me I'm a fucking loser or something.
No, I'm not. I'm just a
no,
nice guy.
No, you're right, though. I don't know. If I had $1 billion, I don't know what I would do. I don't know if at that
to
point...
To get $1 billion, would you... To- You're saying if you had $1 billion, you don't know if you'd fuck kids or not. I'm asking.
You wouldn't fuck kids. Here's what you for $5,000 a year, you would be the guy facilitating the rape of hundreds of children.
If we called it something different, I might be able to do it.
Yeah, we're calling it Camp Kill
TBS
Yourself.
TBS reports or something.
We're taking these kids yourself, to Camp Kill Yourself. On a
Hell yeah.
Hey, look, I come from a place where you got to do what you got to do. So these kids get a free vacation to the island. Somebody's going to fucking rape them. Might as well make $1,000. Look, E.G. and Carol got raped, and now she's doing every checkers in fucking Sarasota. She's doing great.
She's about to do a fucking MMA fight with bagel boss.
I'm selling her panties in the parking lot.
Showboat September 7th, bagel boss.
I'm actually the one wearing the panties. She's never put them on.
She's never even worn the panties. I've been making my bitch wear her wear panties, and then I've been selling them as E. Jean Carroll's rape panties.
Oh, my God.
fuck?
But that's how you get to Disney World, baby.
So what is your overall goal? Do you know what I mean? What's your 5-year plan?
Right now?
Yeah. Well, what are the next steps?
Well, I did Atlantic City for 2 years, and I like it there because I'm able to sell tickets to strangers that are basically tourists every day for shows.
Right.
So I like
every
it.
Day and you
every day
rube.
We can do shows. Mm-hmm.
Yep, so the 5-year plan is go to Atlantic City.
And, you know, honestly, I don't think Bam, dude, it's hard to explain because with Bam, you're day by day, right? Because I could build up something that could be like my redemption tour or whatever I think it's going to be. And then Bam posts one bad thing about me. And because he has such a big following, it goes to shit again.
Yeah,
right?
You guys are, I just love your Mr. Burns and Smithers relationship.
He might be gay, man. I wouldn't want him to hear that, but Bam.
Bam?
He might be.
No,
man.
I thought you meant
Let's
Smithers.
Hear about this. Yeah. Smithers
like,
is gay.
No, I think
gay.
Smithers might be
Smithers
gay.
Smithers is gay. I just like, I didn't watch a lot.
He thought he was Mr. Burns.
Dude, yeah. All right, so on the way to Detroit, they're telling me I got to interview Bam on. I thought I was Mr. Burns, yeah.
No, no, because
he's
man.
Gay.
Oh, because he's
gay. I'm not gay.
We didn't know that. Bam
you guys
gay.
Said I was Epstein.
We didn't know that he was gay until you just outed him.
Oh, okay.
For the hypothetical.
Oh, okay.
For the 1,000 people
Epstein
listening.
Yet. We asked if you would, to be Epstein, would you set up the rape of thousands of children?
I said
over
if
years,
we called it
and
something
you said
different.
If the name was different.
Because then I could
it.
Be in an office just thinking of pushing, like, whatever. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
just selling shit.
That's true, man. That's a good ass point.
Like a customer service center or something for Verizon. You say it's Verizon. People want upgrades and stuff. I just feel like I sold a bunch of cases, phone cases today.
No, that makes sense.
Yeah,
probably how it works now.
Wait, yeah, I'm actually working with the Podesta brothers. Yeah, I don't know if you know them. They had in the 80s, they had like the biggest lobbying firm there was. And now they're into tech decks.
Well, how did Epstein get rich? How did he get the billion?
That's what we're saying.
The CIA gave him money.
Probably to set up little rape hotels.
Yeah, it's all fake.
I bet you he had it on Trump, and one day they were just arguing, and he was like, you know what, Trump, I'm going to tell everybody.
Did you see all that money that was laundered through the Oklahoma lottery to his like hedge fund?
No.
What?
It was like $85 million that his hedge fund won in the Oklahoma lottery.
Are you serious?
Yeah. I mean, it's like
that's fucking incredible.
It's just... The amount of, like, how much it's just, like, all out in the open.
I know.
Yeah, but do you think
that,
that's how
like,
people
Q
watch
shit
money?
Is, Q is real. Not the Donald Trump stuff, but it's like, oh, yeah, it's all just a... Cause it's
wait,
like,
what's Q? Q's the one that thinks some fucking guy is John F. Kennedy Jr.
Yeah, but, I mean, there's a lot of conspiracy stuff that... You know, it's funny, because the movie JFK...
Love that movie.
It's like, I almost... Not that it's, like, part of the conspiracy or whatever, but, like, if you can get... It does paint this image that like the CIA or the deep state hated Kennedy because he limited the amount of power that they have. But it's like, why would you think we all know like what the CIA has done, what they've planned?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
We know that their budget has like gone through the fucking roof since 9/11.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like this idea that like or even like the FBI, which is not a fucking clandestine like, you know, spy organization. It's just a shitty law enforcement, you know.
Right. Yeah.
Like, you know, Comey having that letter they sent MLK on their desk being like, this is how we used to be bad, but we're not bad anymore. And it's like, oh, yeah, you're going after all these unnamed Muslim people that weren't as fortunate as MLK to be articulate
and famous.
And to head a civil rights movement. Instead, mm-hmm. you're just going to violate the civil liberties of, you know, retarded Arabs or whatever.
Yeah,
whoever,
in Detroit. Yeah.
Whoever the fuck. To think that, like, I mean, like the power of that organization hasn't been fucking limited. So this narrative that the CIA, which, like, have had, like, such an extensive control of, like, the like media in general. If you look at those, like, hacked Sony emails and mm-hmm. see how many fucking government emails are in those hacked Sony emails where they're, like, orchestrating, like, oh, here, like, this might, you know... So-and-so seems like they might be friendly to this agenda or that agenda. And, like, all of these, like, movies, like, I'm like, Zero Dark 30 or whatever mm-hmm. comes out, that are, like, you know, try to portray the CIA as something cool.
Right.
Rather than,
right.
like, an organization that at one point planned, like, you know, a false flag operations on actual fucking Americans as, like, a false pretext
and
for
help
war.
Death squads kill, like...
Help fucking
yeah,
death
we
squads...
Just- Over
is that the way that they keep the public like away from wanting to look at what they're really doing is by making them seem like the super cool secret spy agent? Like when you're a kid, I want to be in the CIA or FBI, but really they're just doing other shit? Like,
I don't, you know, it's funny. It's like, I think it's, and this like goes like, it, like, you know, so after World War II, right, you have like post World War II, like the American control of, we're a superpower juxtaposed with like the Soviet Union. And we were put into that position from like, because of just the economics of World War II. And
yeah,
our,
we
and
got
our
lucky.
Position.
We didn't fight on our mainland.
We got lucky. We didn't fight our mainland. We ripped off Latin America for like fucking $30 billion like a loan we just didn't pay back. Or just massive amounts of money that the United
Sounds
States
like had. I was running the government for quite some time.
We had control over. And then so you have these like intelligence people, all these CIA guys that were created specifically for World War II. And now it's like, oh, I guess we'll just keep these guys around. And then it's like, well, we're the smartest people in the world. We have to keep doing fucked up shit so we can stay in power. And honestly, it's like, they could just do nothing.
Yeah.
They could just do nothing at all and let fucking business handle
and
it.
And cash that check.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. It's like, really? So, I don't know. I don't, like, know the motivations to, like, yeah, why don't we try to, like, kill, like, make people think Americans were killed by these people for this reason or that reason. Like, I don't understand. It's like, they have a budget.
Just to get rich as shit.
Yeah, but isn't it to make us want to go to war to make us say, like, oh, we need that oil. Like, yeah. So the oil that's there we need, we can't just go over there and start killing people. Sure. Because then everybody here will be like...
It's scary to think
fuck,
how
you
much
know,
of
so we have to come up with something about it. But I don't know why that turns into throwing a plane into the building.
It's scary to think how much of it functions the same way the rest of the federal government, where it's like they have a budget and they're like, fuck, well, we got fucking, we got $30 trillion in dark money after 9/11. It's like we need something to fill that. How about we start like, why don't we create a tech company and we'll just slowly take over Google and then introduce like face recognition everywhere and use that to like pad out the budget so that we can like afford a nicer, we can, you know, all go to California Pizza Kitchen for HR can have more
they
money.
Have good chops.
Yeah, right. Yeah. So, so we can get a cake from Balducci's for John. HR can afford that. You know, it's like
that is how we talk. That's how I talk. I'll be like, oh, well, let's do this so we can go to Disney. Right?
Yeah.
Let's.
How about we? Yeah. How about we create a false pretext for the invasion of Iraq so that
wait,
we
do we
can,
have any ads in this one?
No, we don't.
Nice.
Yeah. So then we can,
besides the VinnyBeetleShow.com, of
yeah,
course.
Yeah, definitely check that out.
It's because there's only two t-shirts on that website right now. So.
Oh, and also come see me in Boston this freaking weekend. We got to sell some tickets.
Oh, yeah.
Also, if you like the show and you want the premium episodes, they're on patreon.com/cumtown.
Mm-hmm. That is very close to 50,000, right? That's another thing I keep reading about. So people should go sign up.
Yeah, hands off. Hands off.
Hey, well, we have a goal. If we get to 50,000, we take Stav to a pumpkin patch.
That's what I heard. Be doing but that. Then somebody said that me and him do celebrity boxing. If
nope,
it's
that was never a goal.
How about this? They don't set the goal.
Yeah.
They don't decide what happens.
No, I appreciate you guys bringing me, man. This was fun.
Also, August 29th, I'm at the Lodge Room in Los Angeles. The 28th, I'll be at the Whistle Stop in San Diego. I don't think you can get tickets online for that. You have to get them at the door.
The Whistle Stop. Adam's big tour. He's doing the Angry Gentleman. He's doing
Stop,
leather
do that
leather chaps.
I didn't know. I did. Doing
maybe it's a different club.
Adam's
maybe
I'm just gonna show up club. At all of your gigs
Adam will
from
be,
now on.
Adam
and
will
just
be
walk
at,
in.
At Secrets and Rumors and Tough Guys.
Yeah, this weekend I'm in freaking Boston.
Adam's at Chain Gang.
Go to stavi.biz/tour. I'm also doing it on Twitter and Insta. And then next weekend I'm in the Bay Area, the 24th. We added a midnight show. Get tickets to that selling. And then 29th, I'm in Seattle. The 30th, I'm in Portland.
It's awesome.
So come suck me off. Vinny will be opening for me in all those.
Yeah, I might locations. Show up to one
Stop
somewhere. Stop
paying him $5,000 a show.
$5,000. Yeah. He's just got to get my drug dealer paid, and that's all I care. He's just got to get my seamless order, my $5,000 seamless dollars.
I would stop, but I got a big tour. I'm negotiating with the bagel boss, Chris Morgan. So we got to see.
Where
if
would
that
you
works
book
out.
Him?
I don't think it would be possible. I feel like I would just do the Vinny Beetle show and he would just be a special guest.
Gotcha.
Mm-hmm. He'd only be able to be on stage. There you go. Just there you go, Chris. Mm-hmm. Nah, but I'm starting a show in Atlantic City. So if you guys do keep tabs on me, you'll see a little residency there that I'm going to be doing.
We're in Atlantic City.
It's going to be on the boardwalk, one of the main casinos, but I'm not allowed to say until
who's
done.
Like, you know, honey, you know what we're going to go see this week? Bagel Boss.
I'm not really going to put him on.
You remember that guy that got beat up at a bagel restaurant? He's doing the Tropicana.
But you know what? I really wanted to get back on the show, and I was just doing anything. I was like, I'll find somebody fucking viral enough. And Nick was just like, enough. Like, if you're going to bring me Bagel
open
Boss.
Open invite.
Yeah, no, you've always... It's just I don't want to schedule anything.
Well,
yeah.
Dude, I didn't know where... What am I going to be, that fucking weirdo that hangs out outside? You know?
You were like, I can be there whenever. I'm only 85 minutes away from
this. I just needed to know that. That's the thing. I needed... I do have a family.
85. Dude, I'm just... Dude, I'm just 85 minutes away from this.
Cool, 85.
He goes, we start at 6 on the dot, mm-hmm. and when I like... got a little bit stoned, and I left Connecticut, and it said I was going to arrive at 6:02.
Oh, we
and I was like, New York traffic. I thought I was going to be here at like 6:30, but mm-hmm. my girl's fucking hustled,
she got you there. That's
that
a
shit.
Ride or die for
yeah,
you right
is.
There.
She is, man.
She's in the car.
All right, we need to cruise down. On over to the show, I think.
All right. Later, fellas.
Thanks for having me.
I got to get some
shirts.
Food.
If you want to buy a shirt, come.town. I should be restocked shortly the day after this airs, if you're looking to get... A classic
mm-hmm.
Richard Gere.
Classic. And those are flying off the shelves, so you do it once when they get posted.
I had to
camp out on that website.
Yeah, check them out. All right, later.
Bye.